Max.
Yes, hi, Max. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you? How's your
I'm
day
good,
so far?
I'm good, thanks.
Kind
of a whirlwind call with...
with the lottery specialist?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I know. I mean, onboarding calls are usually like that. And it, it does
yeah, my head is spinning. I really
so
don't know what's happening, to be honest with you.
I'm no worries. I'll definitely keep you on track. And this is the reason why I'm giving you a call to introduce myself. So, again,
uh-huh.
My name is Catherine Max, and I will be your account manager moving, you know, account manager. And if you do have questions or concerns, if you want to discuss your account, strategize, I mean,
mm-hmm.
anything that has to do when it comes to the marketing of your business, but all you have to do is just remember my name, okay?
Okay,
gotcha. And I'll be able to, you know, I'll be attending to your inquiries. I'll do, you know, I'll do constant checking towards your account, get in touch with you if there's a need to, or if there's
uh-huh.
anything that we need from you. And,
okay.
of course, we'll do reviews on your account to keep you updated and, you know, we'll also constantly reach out to you to go over account progress, okay?
Great, okay.
All right. I'm not going to talk a lot at this time. I want you to, I mean, I don't want to add up to what you had
yeah.
in your onboarding call, but anytime you feel you have any questions or concerns, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at my,
the dashboard?
The dashboard. Thank you very
yeah.
much.
Nice.
Yeah. So. So it's, you know, when I click on info, you know,
yeah.
business info, it looks like I can change things and obviously all the things we talked about with her when I went over my business in detail is not on here. Will she populate that or is it supposed to be on here or I don't
yeah,
know,
it's a very
or am
good
I
question.
Supposed to add it?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Actually, your dashboard right now is not yet completed, okay?
Okay.
So whatever you've talked about during your onboarding call, it's going to sync to your dashboard. So I would
okay.
recommend you let it, you know, you give it about 24 to 40 hours for now.
Okay, gotcha.
Before
okay.
you review the information on the dashboard, okay?
Yeah, I didn't think I was supposed to... add whatever we talked about. I
yes.
thought that she was going to be doing that herself.
Of
so,
course
okay, we'll yeah, it just takes time.
Yes, it takes time. We'll do some syncing process, and then, again, I would suggest 24 to 48 hours for you to see all the information. If
mm-hmm.
you do see anything, if you do see anything that needs editing, there's a pencil
yeah.
icon on the right-hand side. But
yeah,
if
I saw
these
that.
Are, yeah, if these are those that, you know, the circle, like kind of like a prohibited icon, those
yeah.
are details you're not able to edit to which you
right.
need to reach out to us, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, and I don't see any of those that, services, yeah, so, and products. I didn't even go over the products with her, so that's something I'm probably going to have to talk to you about and add.
Sure.
But, yeah, so, I just didn't know. I now that I know it needs to some time, I'll just leave it alone and forget about it for now. So.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right, no worries.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to get going. I just don't know. I'm trying to remember what the next steps are, but
mm-hmm. yes.
you can kind of guide me through that whenever you want to get back to me or whatever, so.
Of course. Again, we will be reaching out to you if there's anything lacking.
Okay.
We'll complete the setup first, do the processes that are needed after you've completed your onboarding call. If there's anything missing, we'll reach out. Anything that you need to do, we'll still reach out to you. So we'll definitely
okay.
let you know. And want to, you know, of course, we do want to make sure that we keep track of the time frame that we promised to. So...
Yep.
You can rest assured
perfect.
We'll call you a lot of times. Okay.
Okay, no good. That's great. I appreciate it. And then we'll get to the point where I'm actually going to be paying for the verified leads, right?
You got
and,
it correct, yes.
And turn those on.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
You're currently signed up for that. So
great. And that takes about how long before I should be able to do that? Or
I do see here you haven't completed the application yet. So if you're able to complete that as soon as possible, that's going to help lessen the time frame. But usually it takes the whole process, I would say, it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So there's application, there's a background check. We need to wait for your ad to be visible before we push it live. So there's a whole lot of process that needs to happen with the Google Verified program. However, what's going to affect that time frame is, of course, the returns that we're getting from you. Let's say we need a certificate of insurance, you provide it right away, then that's also going to lessen the time frame.
Right.
Well,
see, the thing is, there's some things that, like, you know, she's talking about insurance. I don't have insurance. So the way I run my business, I don't need insurance. So, like, I don't need a license. Yeah. So,
well,
so I don't want that to be like a stumbling block. You know, I don't want to go through all this and then find out, you know, no, you can't do this because of this or whatever.
Okay. No worries. On your application, you're going to see their sections wherein, I would say, let me see here. Okay. So there are actually certain
where do I see the application? So,
oh, you've been sent the email regarding the application. So there are certain businesses that does not require licenses, and Google understands that. So there are sections on the application that will just tell you to, you know, that if it's not applicable, you can just put NA, and then we'll continuously follow up.
Okay. I thought that my business profile was complete.
Okay.
But
let me see here.
I have a business profile on Google.
Yes.
So it's not complete. It's not, because I had the impression that the things they were asking for, like the pictures of my tools and, you know, stuff like that those things weren't necessary now, but that is still necessary.
Okay, that's a very good question. I do see your Google Business Profile here. It's up and running. It's live and verified. So the tools, I would say, you know, those that we've requested for you, I think you've been sent an email about the verification, pictures needed for Google verification. That is if the Google Business Profile is not verified.
But it is verified.
But it is verified, so you don't need to worry about it. However, moving forward, it's Google standards sometimes that they need to re-verify businesses from time to time. So we may still ask for that in cases we encounter such with Google.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I was kind of disregarding it because I thought I was verified.
You got it correct. You're definitely, your Google Business Profile is definitely verified.
Great.
What you should be looking into right now would be the Google verification application process, to which, again, we've sent you the email with the application form. All you have to do is to fill in the application form. If there's anything missing, we'll reach out, and then we'll discuss along the way.
Yeah, I think I tried to fill it out before, but maybe because I didn't have the account set up or I hadn't signed the agreement or something, that it wasn't allowing me to send it.
Okay.
And it does have a question on there. It asks for the page, and I don't know. When I tried to send it, it actually stopped me and went back to that question.
What do you mean page? What's
this page? It said page, and then I was supposed to fill in something, and I don't know what that means.
That's weird. You may be looking into a different one because
I'd like to find that application if I need to. So you're saying I need to do that application, right?
Even though
I'm verified, I need to re-verify.
Yeah, so the Google verified, your Google Business Profile is verified, but what you're getting into is a program. It's a pay-per-lead program, which is which is branded as Google Verified. It doesn't have anything. I mean, it's linked to your Google Business Profile, but it's a different process.
So it's verifying for that program.
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I will look for that email and try and do the verification again or the application again. So, okay?
Yes, for sure. And again, let me know if you do have any questions, okay? I'll definitely help you out.
What are your hours where you can be contacted? And is this the best number? Is there a number I can reach you at directly, or?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be the number. So since I'm set up as your account manager, technically if you're calling in, your call should be directed to me. The
okay.
only time that you're not going to be directed to me is if I'm on a call. However, I'm going to
okay.
see that. Okay, I'm going to see
I
that.
See.
And then what's going
you
to
just
happen?
Call me back.
You got it correct. Yes,
okay.
I'll get in touch
Perfect.
With you once I notice that. And our usual hours would be Mondays to Fridays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
That's Pacific, right?
Yes.
So that would
Very
be
central.
Like 9 to 6 my time.
You got it correct, yes.
That's
9
central.
A.m.
Okay.
6 p.m.
So I wouldn't try calling you after 6 my time. So,
I would say
yeah.
yes. Yeah.
yeah.
You're not going to get
yeah.
anybody.
So, no, that's fine. And then is the number 635-6225-877?
You got it correct, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, perfect. I'll try and do that application, and if I can't, I'll just mm-hmm. – do you accept text, or does it always
yes.
have to be
I was calls? Actually just about to say that. If you're not able to do phone calls, you can send a text to that number too.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so I'll send the text if I can't do the application because I don't want to be – thinking I'm done with my duties or whatever, and then all of a sudden I hear that, well, because I didn't do this, now we can't, you know, that's why you've held up the process. And I don't want to hold it up. I mean, 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
I was hoping to start getting leads like a week from now or something like
oh.
that. So,
it does take time to set up. If you're looking into getting leads that short, you know, that short of time frame, I would say you should be looking into running some Google ads instead. Because the SEO for the Google business profile does really take a lot of time, I would say.
Yeah.
That's why we've told you that if you're looking to get results, should be still about 45 to 60 days for the SEO. However, for Google ads, have you heard of Google ads, by the way? Have you, you know, maybe
not really. Nope.
Okay. So if the Google Verified program is a pay-per-lead product, the Google Ads is a pay-per-click product. And what happens here is that it's independent from the Google Verified or the Google Business Profile as well.
Mm-hmm.
It goes live within, I would say, within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once it goes live within 7 days, it goes all the way to the top of the page. Now, if you've noticed before, those that says sponsored, those
yeah.
are what I'm referring to as Google Ads. So it's
right.
regardless of the ranking. And then, what's going to happen is that if you do have a verified Google business profile that's currently ranking and you're running Google Ads, it's going to double the visibility because you're going to show under sponsored. And at the same time, you're going to show in the map section. The good thing about it is that once it goes live, it gets highly optimized within 2 weeks. It learns, you know, it goes into a learning phase within 2 weeks. And after that, you know, that 2 weeks time frame, then that gets completely optimized. However, at the same time, while it's learning the bidding, you know, the bidding process, the strategies for the Google Ads, it doesn't stop your ad campaign from getting returns already, or it doesn't stop it from getting calls already. So
mm-hmm.
that may be something that you would, you know, if you want to, you could look into it, you could do your research as well, take a look
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
to how Google Ads are definitely going to help your business.
Right. So how
yeah,
much is it? A click or
yeah.
pay by click?
Yes, correct. It's a pay-per-click. Usually, the clicks depend. We are not able to give you a specific cost because the current cost of that click would depend on what service the potential customer, you know, finds you. But usually it should be, you know, $3 to $5 per click, sometimes 10. It really depends. So 3 to 5.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes 10, mostly 10 is for remodeling.
So do you do you put a budget together and you don't get more
yeah.
than that amount or?
Yes, you got it correct. So here at Local Splash, we do have a minimum budget that we're running for. It's at $300 per month. That's the minimum.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
what we do is we get that budget, we put it into your Google Ads campaign. And it's kind of like a cap. We do not exceed that $300 unless you say, you know, you want to add more to it or anything. But so far, you know, so far we've been getting good returns out of it. And then also at the same time, we have a lot of clients who's actually running Google Ads, you know, like thousands of dollars for Google Ads. You may want
yeah.
to give it a try at minimum. You can reevaluate. Anyway, it's something that you could add, and you know, you could add and remove at any point.
Yeah, so if I wanted to do it, you know, quicker, then I could use it until the other things kick in.
Yes, that's what.
And then turn it off.
You got it correct. You can turn it on and off at any point.
So you would do it a month at a time. So you would commit to $300 initially, and then when that runs out, then you do another $300, or how does that work?
Actually, it's going to be.
Do you get billed? Is it a recurring billing every month?
Yes, it's going to be a recurring billing. The reason for that is I will be very straightforward with you because Google, you know, Google ads are really performing. Your $300 is not even going to last a full month.
Gotcha.
It could be like, it's going to run for just like 2, possibly maximum 3 weeks, but it's never going to run it for, you know, for a full month.
So what does a click mean? That it looks at your profile or what happens?
Okay. So when a potential customer sees your Google ad campaign, they do see your, you know, they do see an ad at the top of the map section in the search results. It's not necessarily your Google business profile. Now, once they click on it, it actually has, it gives you the option to highlight, let's say, specific descriptions. You know, if you may want to highlight some discounts, I would say anything that you want to highlight for your business, you're actually allowed to put in there 4 descriptions on the Google Ads campaign. And from there, once the potential customer sees your ad and it's very catchy for them, then when they click on it, it brings them to a landing page, which is at the same time your website. So they go directly to your website, look into all these information to your website, takes a look into your pictures, your services, and then eventually, of course, reaches out to you, just like the usual process. That is why we're saying it's independent or it's apart from the Google business profile, because if it's a Google business profile, they see the whole profile itself. But for the Google, you know, Google Ads campaign, they bring your, you know, they bring your potential customers to really check on the business itself.
Your website.
Yes.
So then, so you pay once it's clicked on and they're sent there, and then you have to pay for it.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens, you know, if they look at your website and just go away and don't come back or whatever, you still pay for that lead.
Yes, I would say that's the downside.
Or that, not that lead, but that click. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a downside.
But the click was only less than $10, right?
You got it correct too, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll think about that and let you know what I think.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I would.
Because we could set that up relatively quickly, right? But the problem is my website's being worked on right now. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't want it to send people to my website. Or,
oh, no worries. Yeah. Let's say, for example, your website gets set up within 7 days because that's the usual time for your website. The Google Ads also get set up within 7 days. And we wait for the website to go live before we push the Google Ads to go live as well. We'll wait for the website.
Right. Okay. And you guys do the website?
Yes. So our Google Ads team will look out for the website, see if it's already live. Once it's live, they push out the Google Ads campaign.
But I haven't had them. See, I have a guy working on my website. So would it be better just to have you guys set up the website and go from there? Or I don't know. I really don't know what to do because he was already working on my website.
Yes. Well, for that, if you're looking into running some Google Ads campaign, I would highly recommend our website, though. Anyway, it's something that goes along with your current package. It's not going to be an additional payment because Google Ads, the only thing about Google Ads is that websites are requirements. Okay. It's a requirement for them. You have to have a very good working website with multi-pages, different landing pages. And if you don't have that kind of website, tendency is that your Google Ads is going to get disapproved.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So really, you'd recommend using your service to do the website?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Anyway, it's free. If it's something included in your package, why not make use of it? It's a completely customizable website.
So how do we do the website? I'd like to do it. I mean, right now my host is GoDaddy.com, GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Well, for that, let me just look into more details about this one. Give me one quick second. So if you want to do the website here at LocalStash, all you have to do is to delegate us access to your domain. Because I'm thinking you have your own domain, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, what I can, you know, what you need to do here is to go ahead and give us access. I'll send you an email. It's going to contain a detailed step-by-step process of how you can delegate us access to it.
Okay, great.
Okay. And once you've delegated us access, then we go ahead and move forward, publish a, you know, like publish a website, get a website working for you. Again, if you don't like how the website looks like, you don't need to worry because it's a fully customizable website, and all you have to do is to let us know what you wish your website would look like. If you do have inspiration websites, you could also send us the link so we can, you know, we can create your website according to what you prefer.
Right. Okay. Great.
Okay.
So send me that link.
Yes, I've sent you the email. It's a step-by-step process, and as soon as we, you know, as soon as we receive the access, we'll move forward to the rest.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay.
Okay. And you've got, what, you use templates, and based on my profile, you determine what my website should look like? I mean, you do all this yourself?
Yes. Well, that is correct. We do have different layouts, though, but still our layouts are fully customizable.
Great. Okay, perfect.
If you don't like it initially, it's okay.
Yeah,
don't
we can move it, change it up.
You got it correct. And you can actually have the option to change it yourself, too, through the dashboard.
Wow.
In case you want to. Yeah,
oh, my God. So cool. Okay, great. I will get that access to you, and hopefully we get it done quickly.
All right. Wonderful. And I'll keep you in track, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope I did not add up to all those information you got.
No,
earlier.
It's a little overload, but I'm okay. I'm good.
All right. All right.
Thank you
so much, Max.
Okay.
We'll talk
Bye-bye.
Soon. Bye.